This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep is on vacation. I'm Renee Montaigne. U.S. officials in Baghdad say they plan to hold more than 5,000 Iraqi prisoners even after the transfer of sovereignty on June 30th. That has raised objections from human rights organizations and from Iraqi officials. Some Iraqis accused of attacking U.S. soldiers are already facing trial before Iraqi judges. But acquittal does not necessarily mean freedom for these detainees. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
The building was a museum of gifts given to Saddam Hussein. Iraqi children visited here on school trips once a year. Now, these are the marbled halls of justice, the headquarters for Iraq's Central Criminal Court. Cases against Iraqis held at U.S. detention facilities are moving faster through this court. Lieutenant Colonel Barry Johnson, the spokesman for detention operations in Iraq.
It's not necessary for any of the security detainees we hold, but it's our desire, when possible, when the evidence is there and we have the witnesses available, to prosecute these cases in the Iraqi court system.
Well, the case today is an attack on U.S. soldiers. There's a soldier grievously injured.
First Lieutenant Elon Carr, a prosecuting attorney, prepares this case, a charge of attempted murder. An Iraqi prosecutor presents it to Iraqi judges.
The fact that you've got an Iraqi court with Iraqi judges judging, and if convicting, then punishing those people, is extraordinarily significant and very gratifying for us.
And gratifying for investigative Iraqi judge Zuhair al-Maliki.
This case where a man was accused of shooting, accused, but now he's now suspect.
This court was created a year ago. In the first 7 months, U.S. military lawyers prepared one case a month. Now there are 75 cases on the docket, about two cases a week. For U.S. military attorneys and the new Iraqi judicial team, the Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal was a shock that had to be dealt with, says Navy Lieutenant Ian Wexler, the U.S. liaison to the court.
When it became widely reported in the press, we talked with the judges. We had a very open discussion with them. We told them that it was wrong. We apologized.
Judge Zuhair al-Maliki, who spent time in Abu Ghraib prison during Saddam's time, remembers the discussion.
Of course, I was very shocked, and because that was disgusting.
Investigative judges can question defendants before a trial, ask if they've been tortured. The damage of the prison scandal is still on display when he's asked if any of the prisoners brought here by U.S. forces say they've been mistreated.
Prisoners of collision, no. So maybe they did not bring those people to me.
Recordings are not allowed in this courtroom. Three U.S. soldiers testify that after a firefight, the defendant was captured with a rocket-propelled grenade launcher. Two other Iraqis were killed at the time. The trial takes about an hour. The Iraqi prosecutor sums up the case and, on his own, drops the attempted murder charge to assault. The Iraqi judges find him guilty, sentence the defendant to 6 years. Lieutenant Ian Wexler is disappointed.
Did I think we presented adequate evidence for an attempted murder case instead of an assault case? Certainly. Would I like to have a longer sentence? Certainly. But it's the Iraqi judiciary, and they're exercising their own independence, and that's their basis, which I'm not going to question.
The Iraqi defense attorney, Nisreen Amin al-Jaf, is also disappointed, but not just in this case. The Americans don't release them, she says, even if she wins a case. Under international law, as an occupying power, U.S.-led forces have the right to hold prisoners as security detainees. But human rights groups say that on June 30th, when occupation ends, the right to hold prisoners ends as well. U.S. officials have not said if they will change their policy, even as Iraqi authorities demand that they do. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.